Hi, I'm Alex Tai, and today on Zero Emissions Day, I'm chatting with Wendy Briggs from Woolworths Group. They're working towards all of their operations in Australia running on 100% renewable electricity by 2025. But that's not all they have in the pipeline. So Wendy, thanks so much for joining us. And we're focusing today on Woolworths Group's very recent announcement that it will make all of its home delivery trucks 100% electric powered by 2030. So talk us through it.
Okay. Well, it actually starts with what we're trying to do as a group, which is to create better experiences together for a better tomorrow. So looking after our planet is really core to a better tomorrow. And at Woolworths, we have a goal to be net carbon positive by 2050 or earlier. For our last mile delivery business, which operates 1,200 delivery vehicles, those are the small white trucks or now increasingly green trucks that you see driving around with the Woolworths logos, it means for that business it's important we eliminate CO2 emissions from those delivery operations. Now, 2030 may feel like a long time away, but given the size of our fleet and its national operations, we actually have a pretty big and bold transition project ahead of us.
You've launched 27 trucks. You've got 1,200 in your fleet, you just said. That means you've still got quite a few trucks to go.
Yes.
Talk me through about how we get from 27 up to 1,200.
Yes. Okay. So there are a few key steps. First, the business needs to find the right EVs. They have to have sufficient range and payload for use in delivery operations. Then we have to work with the local importers to bring these EVs into Australia and have them assembled locally. Next, once we have the vehicles, we have to install EV fleet charging infrastructure at several hundred sites across our fulfillment network. Then we have to ensure that these sites have sufficient energy to charge the EV fleet. So because a lot of that transition work relates to rolling out EV charging infrastructure for large fleets, we need to do this progressively across the large network that we have in the lead up to 2030.
So, Wendy, a lot of the listeners, the Squiz listeners, will be Woolworths Online customers, and maybe they haven't given a lot of thought about how their groceries get from point A to point B, their doorstep. So tell us a bit more about a day in the life of one of these EV vehicles.
Yes, that's a great question. For a little bit of context, online orders are typically picked and packed by what we call personal shoppers at either a customer fulfillment centre or a local Woolies supermarket. Once those orders are ready to go, they're loaded onto the back of a delivery truck for what we call the last mile to the customer's doorstep. So with these current EVs, they depart from customer fulfillment centres located in Mascot and Caringbah. They go out with orders before the crack of dawn and return around lunchtime before they're reloaded and go out with more orders for the afternoon. When these EVs are back around midday, some might receive a top-up charge so they can complete the evening run. But once they're back for the evening, they plug in to charge up fully overnight.
That sounds like a big logistical challenge, working out delivery routes and charging times and making sure that everybody has enough juice at the right time.
That's it. That's what we're solving for.
So let's cast our minds forward then to 2030 when you have solved these problems, let's say. How do you think that will feel for you personally?
I would feel immense pride. There is a long journey ahead for the logistics industry as we think about using alternatives to diesel vehicles. It won't be easy, but at Woolworths Group, we believe that's the right thing to do so that we can create a positive impact for the communities we serve today by taking a leadership position now.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Wendy.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And this interview was brought to you by the Woolworths Group.